Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in the book of Romans, and we're starting chapter 9 in these episodes. We started an introduction to chapter 9 in the previous episode, and I read the first couple of verses, and I made the observation that Paul is turning his discussion to Israel, to the nation of Israel, to God's dealing with them. He's ultimately going to lead us to a proper understanding, I believe, of what our understanding of Israel should be and God's economy and God's redemptive plan for all of mankind. So that's kind of where we're headed. That's a big, big topic. And I gave a lot of disclaimers in the previous episode. So if you haven't heard those yet, go back and listen to them. But Paul is just continuing here in verse 4 to define exactly who he's talking about. He referred to them in verse 3 as his kinsmen, according to the flesh, his brethren. And he expresses there how he would rather be accursed from Christ for their sake. It's a powerful, powerful thing that Paul says here, reflecting his heart for Israel. So I wouldn't want to think at all for a moment that Paul doesn't maintain a big burden for his national heritage being a Jew. Okay, so Paul's going to go on in verse 4 and define them. Specifically, he names them as Israelites, to whom belong the adoption as sons and the glory of the covenants and the giving of the law and the temple service and the promises, whose are the fathers and from whom is the Christ according to the flesh, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. So he's just simply giving all the characteristics that identify Israel as a nation. Those people that God sovereignly chose many years back, who came out of Egypt, and he established them as a nation when he gave them the law, and he provided for them the covenants. He gave them the temple by which they would worship him, gave them all the promises for the land that they would inherit. And he gave them the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all those that followed. And he even, through their lineage, gave them their Messiah. He gave them the Christ, the promised one, who would come and deliver them from their sin and who would be their promised Messiah forever. This is the Israel that Paul is addressing. He's making no mistake who he's going to talk about now. So now let's keep going a little bit in this episode since we still have some time. Let's look at verses 6 and 7 and 8. Paul says, "But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who are from Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's seed. But through Isaac your seed will be named. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as the seed." So the first thing that Paul's going to do, and he's going to do this in a couple places, is he's going to define exactly who he sees as the descendants or the seed. Notice I said seed, because when this word is used, it's always used in the singular form. Sometimes it's used as a prophetic word pointing toward Jesus. That's exactly what Paul tells us in Galatians. He said the promise was not to the seeds, but to the seed, that is Christ. So Paul always has Christ in view at some level. But right now he's talking about the physical children of Israel. And he says very clearly that not all of Israel are from Israel. We're going to need to take notice of what Paul says very carefully, because he's going to begin to define and kind of narrow the vision for exactly who's included. He goes on to say there in verse 7, "Nor are they all children because they are Abraham's seed, but through Isaac your descendants will be named." He quotes from Genesis 21:12. Ironically, he quotes from when Sarah told Abraham to drive Hagar out. She recognized that Hagar's son that Abraham had with her was illegitimate, that Ishmael was not part of the descendants of Abraham. It's very interesting. So it's only those that come through Isaac that the descendants will be named. And so it's not just the children of just mere flesh. Abraham's fleshly experience with Hagar doesn't count. It's only the children of the promise that were regarded as the seed. So that's the first qualifier that Paul gives, just setting things on record. People would know that Abraham had had an illegitimate child through Hagar. And Paul is clearly saying that those fall outside of the covenant descendants of Isaac. So that's the first qualifier that he sets. Now we're going to stop there in this episode. We'll go deeper into this passage in the next episode. But for now, be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.